The Topless Tulip Caper by Lawrence Block, read by Gregory Gordon.
Chapter 1. As I started through the door, a man stepped in front of me and stood there like the front four of the Miami Dolphins. I was about 6 inches taller than him, and he was about 40 pounds heavier than I was, and I figured that gave him quite an edge. He was wearing plaid pants and a striped jacket over a sky blue silk shirt. He had the face of an ex-boxer who had put on a lot of weight without going to fat. His nose had been broken more than once, and his eyes said he was just waiting for someone to try breaking it again. Someone very well might sooner or later, because people usually get what they want, but I wasn't going to oblige him. He said,
"Read the sign, kid."
There were a lot of signs, so I started reading them aloud. "Treasure chest," I said. "Girls, girls, girls, topless, stopless dancing. Come in and see what Fun City is all about."
"You read nice," he said.
"Thanks."
"What you call reading with expression," he said.
He took a step closer to me.
"That particular sign," he said, pointing. "Let's see you read that one."
"You must be 21 and prove it," I intoned.
"Beautiful,"
he said.
"Nice phrasing,"
he said.
"Now get the fuck out of here,"
he said. "I'm 21, I lied.
"Sure you are, kid."
22, actually, I embroidered.
"Sure. You want to try proving it?"
I took my wallet from the inside breast pocket of the sport jacket it was too damned hot to be wearing, and from the wallet I took a green rectangle with Alexander Hamilton's picture on it. I folded the piece of paper in half and put it carefully into his paw. "My ID," I said. His eyes grew very thoughtful. "Actually, you don't have to be 21 to drink in New York. You have to be 18."